97.5, The Fanatic.
And welcome in. What's going on, y'all? 6 o'clock on a Friday night, and it is a football Friday. But before we get to that, it is the Draft Line Show here tonight from 6 to 7, brought to you by DraftKings. And no Jamie Lynch tonight. I'm Devon Givens, running solo with you this evening. So we have everything for you to run from the Phillies, the Eagles, and just to go around Major League Baseball, the NFL with the final preseason games this weekend before they gear up for week one in a couple of weeks, and some future bets in the NBA as well. We obviously will start with the Phillies and get into some Sixers things as well with their futures as well. But we have so much to get into. Again, the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And listen, we understand at this point where the Philadelphia Phillies are. First time in a while now that they've been below 500. They are now, after last night's loss, 63-64, 5.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves. And they have another game of this, second game of this four-game homestand against the Arizona Diamondbacks, where the Phillies will have Aaron Nola on the mound trying to stop the bleeding after this team has lost three games in a row. They are 2-8 in their last 10. And look, they haven't won in quite some time, right? Since the Dodgers series, Dodgers, Reds, Diamondbacks, Padres, they have a total of 4 wins during the span. Now that they've dipped below 500 with the 63-64 record, they are falling way out of contention for winning the division, obviously hanging by a thread to try to take the wild card, with the Cincinnati Reds holding on to that one right now with the 70-59 record at this time. They're in trouble. And now you get the latest news with Zach Eflin. Last night it was Rhys Hoskins, and this team is just going in the wrong direction. The hour is certainly not pointing up. It is pointing down for the Philadelphia Phillies. But tonight, as we look on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and we'll get to the phone calls and talk to everybody about the Phillies as they get ready for their game starting at 7 o'clock. The Birds, obviously, tonight, final preseason game, the final dress rehearsal for the start of the regular season, where they take on the Atlanta Falcons week one, September 12th. The Phillies tonight, Aaron Nola taking on Taylor Widener here in Philadelphia. And right now, they are a home favorite against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks do come into town posting a 44-85 record. That's their record at this time, winning two straight games, one of them being against the Philadelphia Phillies last night, where it just got away from them. I mean, look, they continue to find ways to disappoint, find ways to get on your nerves and make you pull your hair out and just simply be frustrated with this baseball team, where even though they got down, they found their way back in. Matt Moore starting for Zach Eflin. The whole thing just goes in a different direction. They try to claw back. They get down then, big late, and they get back into it. And ultimately, they could not pull it off. They lose the game. And tonight, you have Aaron Nola, who you would want to have some faith in tonight, against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Taylor Widener opposite him. And of course, the lineup that they have. But with Aaron Nola, we know what we've seen as of late, the inconsistencies, the reasons why people don't trust him anymore of being on the mound at this time, for him to be the stopper that you need tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. You don't have the faith. Should he go out there against Widener and do his job? Absolutely. Will he? We don't know. That's the question. But right now, the over-under 8.5. Minus 265 is the number for the Phillies on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and it is a plus 215 for the Diamondbacks. So if you did last night look at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, look at where the money line was, and decided to go with the Arizona Diamondbacks, you probably made out pretty well. You don't want to bet against your team, but look, just call it for what it was. You saw how it was, you saw how it played out, and you felt in the moment, let me make this change, and you did that. You probably made out pretty well. Aaron Nola tonight sporting a 7-7 record on the season with a 4.33 earned run average on the season. He has not been great. We know that right now. We've talked about him, and is he an ace? Is he not an ace? I think that has been answered, at least for this season, where he is not an ace. and you look at the situation that they're currently in, where they need someone to come in and do the part of being, again, that stopper, putting an end to this losing streak that the Phillies are currently on and getting them back to the winning column, taking the final three. Start off things now. You can chip away one by one, but taking these final three is very important now that you are 5.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are going to be playing against the San Francisco Giants. The Giants, they're rolling. We know. They're playing very well. They just ended their series with the Mets. They still are sporting a right now 83-44 record. That is good enough for best in baseball. So the Braves are going to have the best team in baseball visiting them for the weekend series. Maybe you get some help. Maybe you do. But you got to handle things that are right in your face, to handle the things that are right in front of you that you can control, and that is beating the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight in game two of this four-game series after falling last night to this same team where you just saw it playing out and you just knew it wasn't their night. They fell 8-7, and you need to finish things off here with this weekend set, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Diamondbacks. So if I'm looking at it right now, as much as I don't trust the Phillies and I don't trust Aaron Nola, I would still lean towards taking them if I did. Would I go with the over-under versus the money line? The over-under, again, -8.5 at this point. The Phillies don't, I mean, look, I know they put up 7 last night, but looking at what they've done as of late, they typically don't put up runs at this time. So when you look at that, you say, is the 8.5 the right number to go to? Can they hit Widener? Can they get some things going with the lineup where they can put up some numbers and back up Aaron Nola tonight, where you have some run support and it's not just him doing his job? Well, we've seen the issues where you have your guys out there, they do their jobs, but the lineup is just not doing their part. Maybe they run up to something later, but you're already down. The pitcher is then. The whole balance of this whole thing is just so frustrating to watch this baseball team at this point and watching them do what they do. So if I had to go with the over-under versus the money line of simply the Phillies winning this game with Aaron Nola on the mound, despite the fact that we know Rhys Hoskins is no longer in the lineup, look like he's done for the remainder of the season with the abdominal issue, I think I would just go with the money line and just go with the -265. I'm a little afraid of the over-under. I don't know if they're going to hit. I don't know if Aaron Nola being out there is going to stop them from hitting. But again, I don't know if the Phillies are going to come right back and match whatever the Arizona Diamondbacks are doing to match that over-under for the Phillies tonight against this baseball team. The worst baseball team out there, arguably, well, not anymore because Baltimore has taken that one and the Phillies have helped Arizona to climb out of that cellar all alone where they were at one point when they started that series a week ago. The worst team in baseball, the Phillies have helped out and they've done this to themselves. So this is where they are right now. Right now, again, I would look at it that way as far as the player props go. You know how we like to throw those at you, Jamie and I typically do, to see where things are right now. The over-under for home runs for Bryce Harper, that is at +270, -390 for the Philly slugger. Again, +270, -390. Gene Segura is at +550. -1,000 is the under for Gene Segura to simply hit a home run tonight. How do you feel about that overall? They don't have many up here so far before the game. I don't know why. Normally they have a great big list of players on here on this over-under for the home runs for the Phillies, for the opponent, and see where things go from there. But right now, there are just about 5 players on this one. Brad Miller, Bryce Harper, David Peralta, Gene Segura, and Marte as well. These are the names that they have. So if I were to look at, though, +270 with Bryce Harper, he's been playing well. He did hit one recently, right? So I would look at that one and say, you know what? That's a bet that I wouldn't mind throwing something on. +270, Bryce Harper connecting tonight and getting one and knocking one out of the ballpark to help out his team. The best players, they do their thing. They help out as best that they can, and they do their thing overall. So if he can do that, and I put that 270, if we go to 270 with the $5 bet that we typically do here on the Draft Line Show, that would net you a total of $18.50 as you would get that number, that $5 bet, plus that $13.50 to go along with your $5 bet. So that's a solid bet. And don't forget now, on the DraftKings Sportsbook app and DraftKings in general, you can do the same game parlay, which is a nice, fun feature at this time. So if I went with Bryce Harper with a home run, okay, hit the same game parlay, then added two more picks, and I went with innings. Let me see if I can find Aaron Nola and his overall statistics for the game tonight. Let me see. If I go home run, Bryce Harper, fine hits, Gene Segura, and then go with the game props in general with the total runs over under. Wow, these I don't know if I want to mess with those right there. As we typically like to do this live in show, do this stuff with you, bet a little something, and we all go down together or we all go up together with our numbers here. If I go innings and I'm trying to find Aaron Nola and run with that, I would go, Phillies total runs, fifth inning over under .5. Yeah, I would stay away from that. I don't even know if they would do that. So right now, I think I would just look at that being, I think I would just look at the hits, Bryce Harper, a home run, Gene Segura, a hit, and try to add something with Aaron Nola tonight in this game. And that's what I would do. So right now, that's what I would do, the same game parlay. They have that great feature right now here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, so make sure you take advantage of that. You have a few others here that we can also take a look at. As you want to make sure, don't forget, with the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves going at it tonight, you can get a boost for that game. If you're looking for Gabe Kapler's, the Gabe Kapler's, the winningest baseball team right now, and well, the Yankees are hot too, but I just mean record-wise overall, you can get a boost for San Fran versus Atlanta, the game to have no runs in the first inning, boosted to plus 120, and that is a feature right now. As you have a boosted opt-in feature right now on the DraftKings Sportsbook app for the Atlanta Braves and the Giants. And I would do that. Got a nice little pitching matchup going on right now on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So look, we'll get into all of that with the Phillies tonight, see where you guys are. Will Aaron Nola stop the bleeding? Will he get this thing done tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks and help the Phillies end this losing streak, get back on track, and get things going? Because they cannot continue to go this way. Many people have already lost faith, myself being one of them. They are 63-64 now, still second in the National League East, where they are behind the Atlanta Braves 5.5 games. Still hold a 2-game lead on the New York Mets, but they have to find a way, again, to somehow get out of this mess that they are currently in, losing 3 games in a row. 8 in their last 10, they're 2-8. Last 10, they are 2-8 in their last 10 games. This team is not very good. I still think the Braves are going to win. But if you're not feeling that great about it and you feel like you need to at least make some money off of it, go ahead and check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app, as this is the Draft Line Show. The numbers, 610-632-0975. The Braves and the Giants will go around the league as well to check in on the Mets, see where they are to keep them, hold them off as they take on the Washington Nationals at home, after hosting the San Francisco Giants. The Birds, they play tonight in their final dress rehearsal for the start of the NFL season. This is the final preseason game. They will be out there against the New York Jets in the Meadowlands. No starters, it appears. Again, we talked about it last night. No starters against the Jets tonight, where it appears that Robert Saleh is actually going to have the starters out there for the New York Jets. Get them some work in, as you now will have about 2 weeks off before the start of the season. And this is where the conversation has gone, where you are a little puzzled by how Nick Sirianni has handled this preseason. We know injuries have occurred, kept certain people out of the lineup, but even with that, you have an opportunity to maybe put them out there on the field tonight, get them some work, see how they look, try to get that chemistry going, See if you can get some good work in them for them. Get some snaps. Get them off the field where they're not out there very long, right? They're not out there very long, but to get some work in, the camaraderie, the chemistry, having them build that during these preseason games. And then by the time we get to September 12th, you get set for the start of the week one NFL season where the Birds will be in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. It appears that Nick Sirianni, or from the direct orders from upstairs, feel good enough with what they've seen thus far during the training camp practices where they don't need to place their players out there in this final game of the preseason. At this point, I've accepted it for what it is. I am normally a person where I want to see the players out there during the preseason. Tonight, we're going to have all the backups, Flacco, right? Everybody out there tonight. Nick Mullins, who stinks, he's going to be out there. That's what we're going to get tonight. That's just what it's going to be for this football team tonight. This is our final time to see them. We don't have a chance to see them at the practice sessions. We only allowed to hear from Tim McManus during his training camp update and any other guests that may come on the Fanatic and update it. So following him on social media and seeing where things are, that's what you're going to have until we get to September 12th for the start of the NFL season where the Birds will take on Atlanta on the road. That's all we're going to get, folks. That's all we're going to get. So I know a lot of people are going to be upset with how things go tonight. What are you going to do tonight? Are you watching or are you just simply saying, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of start my weekend off. It has been a long week. I don't care about it. They're not playing any of the starters. Devontae Smith is not going to be out there. I am not going to see anyone that I am interested in. Whoever makes the team from these second and third teamers, more power to them. But I'm not watching. There you have it. That's what you're going to do. Well, if you are watching, we'll be on live while the game is playing out. And you can definitely check in with us as the game is happening. You call in 610-632-0975. Get some things off your chest that you need to get off your chest on what you're seeing. If they're sloppy, call in and talk about their sloppiness and why they needed to play a little bit more in these games. Because it could carry over to the start of the regular season against Atlanta. And if that is going to happen, well, we can't predict the future. But if that does happen, you know it's going to fall at the feet of Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff because they did not give them enough snaps. Your quarterback only had 10 snaps in the preseason in game one, none in game two. He's not playing tonight, Jalen Hurts. Therefore, the reason why they don't look right and that there's a real opportunity for you to win game one because that team only had 4 wins a season ago like you did, it's going to fall at the feet of the head coach, Nick Sirianni, for not having his team overall better prepared for the start of the regular season against Atlanta in week one. Where are you guys going tonight? What do you think you're going to do? Are you going to watch it? Are you not going to watch it? And if you are going to watch it, of course, you know you can call in and speak about what is happening in the moment right here on the show as we run until 10. But this is the Draft Line Show. We'll talk Phils. We'll talk Birds. We'll get into the line for the Birds tonight as well. You know what? Before we get to the phones, let me check out the line here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app for the NFL preseason game. As we look at the Philadelphia Eagles tonight taking on the New York Jets, they are right now on the road against the Jets, a -5.5 favorite over the Eagles at this time, the Jets as the home team. So the Philadelphia Eagles are right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are an underdog on the road. The Jets are expected to play some of their starters. The number again, 5.5. The over-under is 34. There have been some low-scoring affairs in this preseason, except for when the Eagles gave up 35 to the New England Patriots and decided to score none. The Jets are a money line favorite at -225, where the Philadelphia Eagles to win tonight are +185 on the road against this New York Jets team. Any faith? I think not. And we have no idea of what's going to happen in this game, right? As far as the players playing or not playing. And as I look at the DraftKings Sportsbook app currently, there's nothing on there as far as a player prop. Because no one knows. No one knows. No one has any idea as to what's going to happen tonight as far as the starters go. And let me just hit on one of these other ones, and then we'll do everything else that we need to do. The same thing goes for the Colts and the Lions. As I look at their props right here. Their number, their line. The Colts are a road favorite by one over the Lions as we speak. The Pittsburgh Steelers, also no player props as well. So it looks like that's something in general for all of these teams here with the preseason. You have no idea. So if you want to bet, have at it. Feel free. If you feel good just in general about the Philadelphia Eagles winning tonight against the New York Jets, got a pretty sizable number there at 5.5. The Jets are a 5.5-point favorite. The over-under is 34, and the money line goes to the New York Jets right now, -225. The Philadelphia Eagles, +185. All right, 610-632-0975. Guys, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side. Give you all your time, Dave. I know you're there. We'll get to you when we get back. Heavy and everybody else, we'll give you your time when we get back. 25 minutes commercial free as we are sitting here tonight on the Draft Line Show, minus my partner. My partner not here. He bailed on me, so we'll get back with him next week. That is Jamie Lynch. And again, the Draft Line Show is brought to you by DraftKings. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer. When you sign up, that's code FANATIC for a special offer. When you sign up, that's only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 610-632-0975. Let's talk about the Phillies tonight, the Eagles as well, and we'll dive into the Sixers also as we look into the future, future bets for the team futures on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, because we now have these websites out there, these different publications putting out power rankings and all for the league. We talked about it last night, where NBA.com has the Sixers fourth in the Eastern Conference behind the Atlanta Hawks. That was not the case last week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, so we'll check in with the app, see where they are this week for the team futures. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 7 here on the Draft Line Show, presented by DraftKings, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
630 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. The Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Devon Givens. Minus Jamie Lynch tonight. He is off. We'll be back next week. So it's you and I for the rest of the show here until 7 o'clock as we talk about the lines in baseball, the Eagles game tonight as well, the final game of the preseason finale for them against the Jets on the road, and we'll get into some NBA futures as well as we go along here with the show. But there is some news with the Phillies as we were talking about them having to do things that they needed to do. Still, Zach Eflin potentially to the IL. He is going to be, you know, he's going to be out. All these things that we were looking at back on the IL, that was a few hours ago. Well, now it appears that, according to Todd Zielecki, as I am looking here, Zach Eflin, Andrew Knapp, and Luke Williams have been placed on the COVID-19 IL. Eflin, Knapp, and Williams are breakthrough cases. They are, in fact, vaccinated. Now, Knapp was in the lineup. Now we don't know if Zach Eflin is really on the 10-day IL or is he just on the COVID IL overall. So we'll be monitoring that as we go along to see where all of this is going with the Phillies tonight. So that's it. So that means their lineup definitely is now changing, because Knapp was batting eighth earlier today when the lineup was out. Originally, it was Herrera, Segura, Harper, Didi, Miller, Galvis, Jankowski, Knapp, and Nola. Now they have to change it. It is changed now? All right, Dan is in tonight, Dan Fritz. So, Dan, where has it changed?
Okay, so the Phillies put it out. It's still Herrera, Segura, Harper, Realmuto, fourth catching, Didi, still at shortstop, then Miller, Galvis, Yankowski, Nola.
All right. Okay, so yeah, that's what I mean. Knapp was in for Realmuto tonight. He was getting the night off, but not the case tonight. He is going to be in the lineup. So Realmuto batting fourth, and you said Didi is fifth? Didi is fifth? Okay, Didi is fifth, and then it just goes down Miller, Galvis, and Jankowski, and Nola overall. So that's the latest on the Phillies at this time. Your thoughts? How does that now change? I guess we have to go back to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and check things out, see how things may have changed for the Phillies tonight and for the line against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 610-632-0975. I'll look at it quickly here before we get to Heavy to start us off here tonight. And I know a few people patiently waiting have dropped off. If you check in, we have about 20 minutes commercial free. We'll get to you guys if you call back and get you back in there. Everybody else that's there will get to you behind Heavy. Again, 610-632-0975. So the number is still over under 8.5, minus 275 for the Phillies, plus 220 for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So not much of a change right now for the Phillies. And maybe that explains, too, why when we looked at the player props, there were only five people on the list for the home runs, the hits in general, and for the player props overall. Nothing has changed for Nola and Widener. So strikeouts for Aaron Nola, over under 7.5. You know what? Let's ask Heavy that as we start things off tonight on the Draft Line Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Hev?
What's good, bro?
Hey, to start off, man, over under on the Draft Line Show here on the DraftKings Sportsbook, Aaron Nola over under 7.5 strikeouts against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Over.
Okay, I'll trust you on that. So the over is minus 115, even at minus 115 for Nola. Over 4.5, over under 4.5 for Taylor Widener.
Under.
All right, that's where I'm going. All right, what's up, Hev? What you got for the Phils, man?
Nah, man, I'm chilling, man. I had a sick day on the golf course. Got to hang out with Adam Sandler.
He took a little break from filming and decided to go out there and play some golf, huh?
He's been coming to my club all summer long.
Oh, the entire time that he's been here? Okay, cool.
Yeah, for like the last year.
Nice.
But it was chill. You know, a nice day on the course. Got a little wet, but it's all good. But, dude, I keep thinking to myself, you know, like, is anybody asking this question, you know, are we putting ourselves in a winning situation or not? You know, because you look at everything and I don't know how you could sit there and say, yeah, we're the Phillies and we're putting ourselves in a winning situation. You know what putting yourself in a winning situation is? Look at what the Dodgers just did. You know, not only have they just, you know, made it to the playoffs for the last 8 years and just won the World Series. Hey, we're going to get the guy who just won the Cy Young last year. And then we're going to get to the trade deadline and we're going to get one of the best, most dominated pitchers in the last 10 years.
Right.
And also one of the best upcoming infielders in the league. That's putting yourself in a winning situation, bro. And I don't know how you could say, how the Phillies could say, yeah, we've really put ourselves in a successful, you know, situation to win. You know, we've only hit on maybe, two guys in the draft who really aren't even that great. And we, signed a guy for over $300 million who, is still yet isn't going to come in top 10 in the MVP race this year.
No,
and I just don't understand.
And it was interesting because the MVP race where he was definitely in the mix, you know, just a little while ago. So now how is that all going to play out? Yeah.
But I just don't understand how as a organization they can sit here and actually say to themselves that we've done a good job. And I don't know how John Middleton, I mean, this guy's a business guy. You know, anybody could look at this team just by the sight test and see that this is not a winning baseball team,
mm-hmm.
and that they have not succeeded in putting a decent baseball team on this field for quite a long time. You know what it took for us to win the World Series in 2008? It took three guys who could have won MVP that year and who were three of the top 10 players in the league for a good 4 or 5 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then we won the World Series, and then the next year we go out and get one of the best pitchers in the league while still having three of the best players in the league.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, we are. That's the only way you're going to compete for a championship. And we are nowhere near that. And it just drives me nuts to continue to watch these six.
But even as where they are right now with the Phillies, you are still going to watch, though, aren't you, Hev? You are going to watch.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Because
despite being back 5.5 games, I'm a real slim chance of making it into the playoffs, even with the wild card, you are still going to watch your team.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, they'd be making a lot more money if they put a better team on them. A lot more people be watching, that's for sure.
Well, you're absolutely right, man. Listen, enjoy the weekend, man. I hope you get some golf in. I know it's supposed to rain a lot this weekend, so I don't know if you're going to get in, but enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for starting things off here on the Draft Line Show. Look, when you are talking about the Phillies and putting a winning product out there on the field, they've spent the money. Clearly, they've spent the money. We can continue to go back to the farm system, what they've done there, recognizing what they thought might have been a mistake with Klentak and the manager, who we're going to just say the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Now, you know, we know who we're talking about, Gabe Kapler. But moving on from Klentak and Kapler, you felt like that was the right thing. So they at least were trying to get into that back into the winning ways, bringing in Joe Girardi, someone who's had success. Now Dombrowski coming in, paying the money for Harper, Realmuto, Wheeler, right? All those things, making the trades that they've made to go get McCutchen, bringing him as a free agent, bringing in Segura, all the stuff that they've done, it has not all come together. And it is very frustrating, Heavy. Everyone is frustrated with this baseball team to have some of the talent that you do have, but still look at things where you don't necessarily have the young talent that you thought was going to be able to help out the veterans that you've brought in. Rhys Hoskins, yes, 20-plus, close to 30 home runs before he is now going down for the remainder of the season. But looking at a promising, what we thought, season looking at a promising season, and you look at this Phillies team in general, and it's just going the other way. Part of it, when you look at things just going in the wrong direction at this time right now, and it's unfortunate because you see the young talent that we thought that they had, right? You see that we thought that, all right, Rhys Hoskins, who has been pretty good as of late, right? Been pretty good, not great in the field. No one ever expected him to be great in the field. No one did. But you thought it would be a much better player overall, in general. Then you go to just, you know, the fact that you don't have any more young players. When you talk about Alec Bohm and the fact that he hasn't turned out to be the player that you thought he was going to be as a young player, the only one that people are counting on to move up right now and add something as that young player to your team and be the one bright star upcoming outside of the ones that you went out there and paid for, just hasn't worked out that way. There are many things that we're going to talk about. Last night we talked about Joe Girardi. When we were talking about Joe Girardi last night, and we had a caller that kind of spurned the conversation that way of how much you're going to evaluate him in the offseason where he might lose his job. Right? When we talked about that last night, that is something that is there, that is going to be there because he has done some frustrating things. But how much do you blame him for what you've already seen with this team, and who is he supposed to go to? Alec Bohm isn't working. You have these issues with Didi Gregorius, even though we know who Didi is, it just hasn't worked. Mickey Moniak hasn't been something. Then you actually lost a player at the beginning of the season, Adam Haseley, who you were counting on. It didn't work. Is that Joe Girardi's fault? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you. No Jamie Lynch tonight. This is the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. 610 732-0975. Oh, man. Such a frustrating baseball team. And now you have this, where the Phillies are going to now remove Knapp from the lineup because he is on the COVID-19 IL, along with Zach Eflin, who was placed on the 10-day IL earlier in the day, and Luke Williams is also part of that. All three players, according to Todd Zielecki, breakthrough cases. They are, in fact, vaccinated. We have a new lineup that is out there for the Phillies that has now changed. With Knapp not in the lineup, you now have JT Realmuto, who is expected to have the night off. JT Realmuto will be batting fourth for the Phillies tonight instead of Andrew Knapp, who is now out of the lineup. Again, Herrera, Segura, Harper, Realmuto, those are your top four. Didi, fifth. Miller, sixth. Galvis, seven. Jankowski, eight. And Nola, nine. He remains your starting pitcher for the Phillies tonight. I'm glad that there's no late scratch there for the Phillies. 610-632-0975, the Draft Line Show. We check in with Mike in Springfield here tonight. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Devon. You know, you raised some good points. I don't think the problem is they're not willing to spend. It's how poorly they've spent specifically to have the worst bullpen in Major League Baseball,
yeah, right?
Right. They've spent a lot of money on guys who just flat out are the worst bullpen. You know, when they won in 2008, Lidge didn't blow a save all year, all postseason, right?
That's magical season, yep.
But most teams that win have a clearly defined top shelf closer. This team has nothing. They have two guys that are lights out type setup guys. That's missing. I mean, you know, without a closer and without two setup guys, a lefty righty, you've got nothing, right? You can't. I mean, this team has to be up by at least 6-7 runs in order to feel secure.
And even when that happened last year, Mike, we still didn't feel safe.
Well, I think they've blown more saves this year than any team in the major leagues statistically, and I think they've blown more leads after six innings than any team in the major leagues. So I don't think that's Girardi's fault. He just has nothing to pick out of in his bullpen. It's kind of like, you know, do I give up the home run or four straight singles? What am I going to do? Either way, I'm getting trounced, right?
Yeah, either way, you're going to have some runs come across that plate.
So I think that's the problem. And I think with the spending, I think they did pay Gregorius. He's at the end of his career. That's sad. I know he's a free agent after the year. They can be done with him. Segura, again, I think he hits the most paltry 280 to 300 in baseball. He always is good when you're down five or up five, but he's never good when you really need him.
Yeah, he's taken a dip since the All-Star break. He really has.
So I would get rid of both of them. I'd have a new middle infield, but most of all, I would get rid of the entire bullpen. I would start from, maybe I'd keep Kennedy if he comes on the cheap, but I would get a whole new bullpen. I might put Eflin in the pen. He's not exactly a world-class starter with an ERA pushing five. I mean, the Braves years ago were smart. They made Smoltz a closer because they knew they needed a closer.
Mm-hmm.
Eckersley became a closer because they needed a closer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what they do, but you got to have a lights-out closer and you got to have two setup men. And until they prioritize the bullpen, I don't think we're ever going to win again.
And real fast, Didi, remember, he signed a two-year deal this offseason with the team.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so okay. He's on the books for 14 and a half next season, Mike, with this team.
That's depressing. He just, again, they overpaid for him. I no disrespect. He's at the end of his career. He's slow on the bases. He's slow reacting in the field. And his bat speed's slow.
It's remember, Mike, they were attached to a lot of those infielders, those shortstops. Even Freddie Galvis, remember, he was one of the names, and then he went off the books. There were so many of those guys that went off, and they were kind of forced. He, you know, with them not landing one of those others on the one-year deals that they all got, they were forced to bring back Didi, and they had to give him that second year. So he held them up, and he won on that one. Unfortunately, the Phillies lost, because you're right, that's going to be a hurt one next season for another 14 and a half on the books. They have to find a way to do something there.
Well, they also lost with Kingery. They're paying
sure,
him like
right.
I mean,
sure.
A year to be in AAA.
Sure,
I mean,
did.
They've made a lot of very poor decisions, but I think their worst decisions are in the bullpen. They don't have a lights-out closer. They don't have a lefty-righty setup person. And I feel like with this team, unless the starter goes nine, you never know what's going to happen with their bullpen.
Mike, before we let you go, since this is the Draft Line show brought to you by DraftKings, I have to ask you this player prop. You mentioned Gene Segura, right? He struggled since the All-Star break, and he doesn't give you necessarily timely hits, as you pointed out. Over under tonight, 1.5 hits for Gene Segura, plus 180, minus 235 for the under.
Got to take the under.
Mike, thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. Really appreciate you checking in. Oh, man, 610-632-0975. Just amazing with where things are right now. So let me look at, before we get to AJ, who's up next in Reading, let me go to this one really fast. I just want to see how things have changed. And I didn't have everything written down from last week, but I want to see where the Phillies are for the team futures in terms of winning the division, at least just winning the division in the NL East. Right now, the Braves, well, I know this has changed because the numbers were a little bit differently last week when they were starting their series on Friday in San Diego, even coming off of the Arizona Diamondbacks loss. The Braves are minus 525 to win the East right now. Man, where were we when we were doing this show? We should have bet that a long time ago because they were behind the Mets and the Phillies, or at least the Mets. At some point, the Braves were trailing because they just were. They weren't winning. They had Acuna was out. The injuries, it wasn't working out for them. Look at them now. The Phillies are still holding down the number two spot. A big number if you think they can come back. Plus 625. To win the division, the National League East. Mets, plus 1,100. And the Marlins, Nationals, that is at plus 100,000. We know that's not going to happen. So there's that. So a big, big number there for the Phillies to just simply win a division. To make the playoffs, the Phillies are, we said, plus 625. The Phillies now, to just simply make the playoffs, no, minus 750. Yes, plus 550 to just simply make it in. That includes winning a wild card spot behind the Dodgers and the Reds right now, who lead that second wild card spot. Man, 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 man. 610-632-0975. And the Reds right now hold a 6-game lead over the Phillies for that second wild card spot. Next up, AJ and Redding here on 97.5. My goodness, AJ, welcome to the Draft Line Show. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, good, but, you know, the Phillies, not so much. Now we have three guys on the COVID IL.
Yeah, well, one of my points actually today is the over-under on strikeouts for Aaron Nola. You got to take the under because him and Knapp have had this little, you know, every time Nola pitches, Knapp's catching, and he's been playing pretty well with it. And now that Knapp's not in the lineup, you might want to, they might not.
Might want to adjust that a little bit, huh?
Yeah, because the chemistry might not be as much with Knapp, well, with Realmuto than it was with Knapp. Not that Realmuto's not a good caller.
No, they have their chemistry, and sometimes guys work best with others. And maybe that would have been the case tonight with Knapp. Well, now we won't know. We have to guess a little bit here with Realmuto. Realmuto is still one of the better catchers in the league. Let's see how it works. Let me see if the numbers change for you here, AJ. The number now for the strikeouts for Aaron Nola remains at 7.5.
Yeah, I think I would have to go with the under on that one.
All right, go with the under on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Okay.
But another point with Joe Girardi is I think a lot of times the only thing that can be brought into question with him and his managing is just what his style of managing is, because you got some games where you have a no-hitter through six with Matt Moore and he makes the analytical decision to pull him, and then you have some games with Wheeler who's, you know, in the ninth, lets up two hits. You have a Ian Kennedy warming up in the pen, and you decide to keep him going, and he lets up that three-run shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it doesn't make sense sometimes. And it wouldn't be so much, oh, well, you're missing these players, you're missing that guy. It's with the players you have, you're just being inconsistent with your managing. You're not making decisive decisions. It's very back and forth. This day, this might happen. This day, something else happens. And you really can't get a good feel for what you're going to see out there.
No, listen, you're absolutely right, man. Thanks again for the phone call. We appreciate it. And thanks for the update there, too, with the chemistry between Nola and Knapp and making the change, if you will, on your DraftKings Sportsbook app bet if you wanted to go with the 7.5 over under strikeouts. All right, that'll do it for the Draft Line Show. Again, brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Devon Givens. Dan Fritz was producing. We appreciate Dan. No Jamie this week. He'll be back next week. But coming up next, starting from 7 to 10, you have us running for the 3 hours here on this Football Friday. Well, we will keep you monitored on the Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Should they make sure they get the game in? I don't know what the weather looks like now, but it was raining. Should be good to go tonight. I saw Aaron Nola out there stretching. So should be good to go. And you'll also have an opportunity to call in during the Eagles game as they take on the Jets in the final preseason game against the New York Jets. So 610-632-0975. We'll introduce all of that when we get back again. Thanks for listening to the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings with Devon Givens. Coming up next, we'll be running until 10, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.